farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Onion and Escallion farmers in South St. Elizabeth are being advised that conditions for the rapid buildup of the beet armyworm population are ripe. On today's program, we bring you part one of a series focusing on the strategies you can use to reduce the development of this pest. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, Planning Today, Securing Tomorrow.
The months of March to July and sometimes August is usually when there is a flare-up of the beet armyworm in crops such as escallion and onion. Outbreaks are most severe after long drought periods followed by rain and are not easily controlled.
We do not promote eradication, but we encourage the farmers to manage the pest, to keep it at a lower level in the field, below 10%.
Plant Health and Food Safety Officer, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Western Division, Lawrence Rowe. Farmers are being advised to use integrated pest management practices to mitigate the spread of the beet armyworm.
These strategies, the integrated pest management, it includes non-chemical and also chemical control strategies. We advise farmers to always try to use the non-chemical strategies first. Chemical control should only be used when necessary. For example, the population in the field is increasing rapidly.
A key strategy for farmers is to inspect the field properly and regularly.
We recommend that farmers try to inspect their fields every 3 days. That is important because of the life cycle of the pest. In terms of the stages, for example, when the eggs are laid and the leaves, it takes approximately 3 to 4 days before the young worms will hatch from those eggs.
Where possible, farmers are being encouraged to intensify the monitoring of crops and conduct field inspection or scouting every day. Utilizing pheromone traps as a monitoring tool is another way for farmers to detect the early arrival of migrating beet armyworm adults, otherwise called bats.
What that trap does is it actually attracts the male moth, or what the farmers refer to as bat. Those are the adults that will lay the eggs, the female that will lay the eggs in the field. But what happens is that this pheromone trap, it attracts only the male because that's the natural mating habit of the moth in the field.
Plant Health and Food Safety Officer, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Western Division, Lawrence Rowe. For further information, call the nearest RADA office or the RADA office in St. Elizabeth at 966-2285 or 966-2232 or seek the assistance of your extension officer.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians, take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Howdy and thank you, no broke no square.
And this means saying hello and thank you doesn't hurt anyone. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for more ways to decrease the population of the beet armyworm. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.